Let me introduce you to Jane. Jane is an oil and gas lease. Above ground, her home is a few miles outside of Alva, in the middle of a pretty boring stretch of prairie in northwestern Oklahoma's Woods County. But Jane's real estate is below ground, in the Mississippi Lime, one of the state's hottest oil plays.
Vertically, we are 56-50 in round figures.
John Pat Boyd is a petroleum engineer who's part of a team of contractors drilling this well for Triad Energy in Oklahoma City. Boyd says the drill bit has already chewed a hole more than a mile deep.
We just got the well turned horizontal.
And because this well is a horizontal well, not the vertical wells drillers have used for more than a century, the owner of Jane Our Well lease is in for quite a tax break. He'll pay 1% instead of 7%. Triad Energy's co-owner, Mike McDonald, says there's a simple reason for this.
Horizontal well's going, if everything goes right, $2.7 to $3 million. So it's 5 to 6 times as expensive.
But the expensive horizontal wells, combined with hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, are what most energy companies use to pull out that hard-to-get Oklahoma oil and gas, which taxpayers are helping pay for with incentives. McDonald says it makes sense for the state to support its biggest economic driver.
We didn't have the recession like everybody else did. And a big part of the reason of that was because of activity in the oil and gas industry.
As more and more drilling has shifted to horizontal production, the cost of these credits is simply skyrocketing.
That's David Blatt, director of the Oklahoma Policy Institute, a left-leaning think tank that's been critical of the state's oil industry tax breaks.
You know, a tax subsidy that might have been tenable when it was costing the state $20 million a year becomes a lot less tenable when it's costing the state $150 million a year.
He's worried the horizontal drilling tax credit could balloon to $300 or $400 million a year. To understand his concern, you need to know about the roots of this tax credit. And to do that, we have to travel back in time to 1994, when sweet Swedish pop crossover Ace of Base burned up the American charts with songs about signs. Oklahoma lawmakers saw the signs too, and they weren't good. The oil bust of the 1980s had rattled the Capitol, which depended heavily on oil and gas taxes. Lawmakers were looking for ways to bring oil and gas back to Oklahoma, and tax refunds and incentives for experimental types of drilling received unanimous support from Republicans and Democrats. But today, horizontal drilling is not experimental. Blatt says the risk has gone away, but the tax break has stayed.
90% of the new drilling that takes place is being done horizontally. So why are we subsidizing something that everybody is doing?
Triad Energy's Mike McDonald's reply, because it's working. Without the horizontal drilling tax break, Triad Energy might not drill wells like Jane. Back at the rig site, engineer Boyd says taxpayers should feel good about supporting Oklahoma's oil field.
The money's good now. We get trailer houses to sleep in. Hell, we used to have sleeping pickups.
Oklahoma's Secretary of Finance and Revenue, Preston Dorflinger, isn't sure tax breaks are responsible for the oil boom. He's asked lawmakers to review the horizontal drilling incentive, which is set to expire in 2015. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.